direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 2 hours for Monday Night Trivia, which is plenty of time to get quite a lot done. Now, I've got a new question. On any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? All right. I thought this number was low, by the way, when I looked at this. And I've got the source. And maybe this was a while ago, but I don't think so. According to the source, on any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? All right, we've got 7 bumper stumpers. You haven't heard any yet. And they all have a theme, and they're all fine records, if I say so myself. Now, since you haven't heard the bumper stumpers, and maybe you haven't had time to think about my question, probably you want your own category, and sky is the limit on that, as we prove every week. And we will kick it off with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 84th-time caller.
Do you keep track of everything else, too?
I'm not that compulsive.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, I'm going to take a guess at that 5,000 people.
Yeah.
File their income tax early every night.
Oh my God, that is not it. The government wishes, but that is not it.
And then I'd like a one request song.
Uh-huh. What would that be?
With a Girl Like You by the Troggs.
Okay. Troggs. Girl.
And now I throw it back into your capable hands.
All right, you want, let's see, we're going to do charts. Oh, I'm excited about this. I really am. So let's see. Just got my exercise for the day. I lifted the book. All right.
Oh, I got you. You run off on me.
There we go.
You sounded like an echo there for a minute.
Well, yeah, I had to bend over to pick up the 60s charts. Because you want 1967, and I now have them in my hot little hands. I assume you want this week in 1967?
That's fine.
All right. Number one, Ruby Tuesday.
The Rolling Stones.
Right. Number two, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone.
Here. The Supremes?
Yes. Number three, Kind of a Drag.
The Buckinghams?
Absolutely. Number four, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'.
And Johnny Rivers?
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. No, I was expecting you to say Four Tops, which, of course, was earlier. But all right, number five, Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl.
Yep.
I know the song, but I ain't going to remember the group.
Oh, man. Well, you did good. It was The Seekers. But that's all right. You're still in the game. Number six, The Beat Goes On.
Sonny and Cher.
Yep. Number seven, Gimme Some Lovin'.
Oh, Steve Winwood was the lead singer, but they made a name up of a group that wasn't really their name. What the heck were they called? Well, that's a stumper. I can't remember what it was.
Spencer Davis Group. That's okay. You're still in the running.
Spencer Davis. That's it.
Number nine, Suck It To Me, Baby.
Well, that's the guy you don't like, Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels.
Number 10, I'm a Believer.
The Monkees.
80%, you're a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. All right, that was really good. Now, 888-876-5593, we're going to continue with some charts. I love charts, and always a lot of fun. Now, don't say goodbye to Billy Bob. Put him on hold so John can confirm that address. Okay. And Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
All right. Hey, Raleigh, can you play Leave My Kitten Alone? I don't know who sings it originally.
Oh, Little Willie John is the version that I usually play. So let me write this down so I'll know who recorded it. Leave My Kitten Alone.
And how about Bad Boy by Larry Williams?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, easy. Easy. You're easy to please. Okay, so we're going to do This Week in 1970?
Yes.
All right, let's see how we do. 1970. Where are we here? This week would be, of course, the first week of March, basically, or the second week of March, now that I think about it, because it is the 9th, hard to believe. Time flies. And here we are. Number one, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, Traveling Band, and the flip side was Who'll Stop the Rain?
CCR.
All right, number three, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
Sly Stone.
Yep. Number four,
Family Stone.
Rainy Night in Georgia.
I believe it's raining all over the world. Brenton, no.
You're right. It starts with a BR. You're right about that.
Yeah. Brooks, don't Brooke.
Yeah, Brooke, that's good. What's his last name?
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you 50% for Brooke Benton. Okay, number six. Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Is that the Seekers?
No, no, it is a male vocal. It is a remake of
Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Yeah, remake of Ruby and the Romantics' Hey There, Lonely Boy. But this is Hey There, Lonely Girl, and it got to number five nationally.
Yeah, he sings in a hive.
And it was on ABC, and he's from Philadelphia.
I don't know. No, not Lou Christie.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure.
God. wrong end of the state, wrong color. It's Eddie Holman.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's all right. Number six, My Bella Me.
My Bella Me. I have that on a KTEL record.
I'm afraid you do. Obviously, they were foreign. They were on Colossus. This was something else that Jerry Ross stuck us with.
I don't know.
The T-Set.
Okay.
All right. Next, we're at number seven, I think. Or is this number six? I can't read it. It looks like seven. The Rapper. Back to Pittsburgh here.
The Jaggers.
Yeah. Number eight. Give Me Just a Little More Time. On Invictus.
I know that.
Guy used to be the lead singer for The Showman, and then, of course, did a lot of beach music under his own name.
Okay.
Give Me Just a Little More Time.
Oh, you know the song. I think that was on KTEL, too.
Well, that's unfortunate. That would have been Chairman of the Board.
Chairman of the Board, yes.
Yeah, that's General Johnson. Okay, number nine, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
B.J. Thomas.
And number 10, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
The Hollies.
All right. Well, you just got by the skin of your teeth, but you passed.
Whoa.
So hang on. Don't go away. All right. Good deal. Barry did it. And Barry is our idiot savant when it comes to all things Beatles. So reaching out beyond his comfort zone and doing very well, I might add. All right. We'll get to Seinfeld trivia. We got that with Marty. Shane wants MASH trivia. And Naoto, we'll do Myers-Briggs, of course. There's plenty of room for you, too. And, of course, I've thrown out a question there on any given night. About 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? 888-876-5593. Your first bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms could ever hold. to go. Blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own. And there suddenly appeared before me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Always like that better than the Marcellus, actually. 1956 on Josie, Who Are They? That's your first bumper stumper. Can't ask you for a theme because you need at least more than one to start with that. But Who Are They? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Now, let's see what we're going to do. I think we're going to go to Naoto first, do some Myers-Briggs. So, Naoto in Japan, what's happening tonight? Hey, Naoto.
Yeah. Sorry, can you wait a second?
Yes, I'll wait all you want, no problem.
Okay.
Wonder why we're waiting.
Yeah, I'm okay now.
Okay, good. Are you out walking?
Yes, I'm just walking, and the wind is pretty strong, so it's kind of cold.
Ah, all right. Well, very good. So, of course, we specialize in Myers-Briggs, don't you know? And have I got a question for you? I thought this was actually interesting as far as that goes. Now, let me, so interesting that I've lost it. All right, it's here somewhere, I know. yeah, right. It was here minutes ago. Oh, I know what it is. I actually erased it while I was getting Seinfeld for our next call. But that's all right. I can help. Hey, I aim to please. And, yeah, I found this an interesting dichotomy here. Although, then again, maybe not. Maybe they go together. We are talking about a personality type, a Myers-Briggs personality. Now, according to the MBTI manual, of all the teachers in the world, these teachers are least likely to see student behaviors as a serious problem. Now, on the other hand, let's talk about the same personality type as a student. And in this case, this personality type scored the highest IQ among eighth graders. So we have teachers who don't see their behavior a problem, and we have students who are over-excelling. What's the personality type?
Well, are they the same type?
It is a Myers-Briggs personality type, both of them, both the same.
Oh, I see. I think they are INTP?
Oh, man, if you only said ENTP, you would have been right. But close enough.
Talk to you next. I have to learn a little bit more about this topic.
All right, talk to you later. Thanks, appreciate it. So among those high achievers, by the way, Richard Feynman and Steve Wozniak. And Leonardo da Vinci. I don't know how they know that, actually, about da Vinci. Feynman and Wozniak, I could see them finding out. But da Vinci? I didn't think that information would have been something you could cobble together. But apparently somebody did. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And that's going to take us to Marty in Whiting. Hello, Marty. What's up tonight?
How much, Raleigh? How you doing tonight?
I can't complain. It was an interesting day here, actually. Driving back to this studio, got the EAS warning of the severe thunderstorms with the quarter-size hail. And we got them too. But what was interesting is the hail was more like baseball-size hail, but it was mushy. You know, where it would just kind of splat on the windshield. And I actually pulled over and marveled at it for a while and then drove on.
I've never seen hail like that before.
I never had either. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. So, that was the excitement of the day. All right, so we're doing Myers-Briggs here. Whose father called Jerry an anti-dentite? Was it Watley's, George, Mickey's, or Newman's?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes. Whose father called Jerry an anti-dentite? And we'll explain if you don't remember what the setup was, but was it Watley, George, Mickey, or Newman's father?
Watley.
It was Mickey. And here is the deal. At Mickey's wedding, Mickey's father said, "Dr. Abbott, DDS, Tim Whatley was one of my students, and if this wasn't my son's wedding, I'd knock your teeth out, you anti-dentite." He said this because Jerry said Dr. Whatley was after joke-telling immunity because he converted to Judaism.
Wow. I thought I knew all my science, though. Apparently not.
Well, apparently Tim Whatley was in the episode, that's for sure, because Dr. Abbott mentioned him. But I can't even...
Yeah, I remember him.
I can't even imagine what the show is about.
Now yeah. You say that.
Well, there you have it. So, Mickey's wedding. All right.
Okay. Hey, real quick here. I got some info for you. Mm. You remember last Thursday you brought up Cicero Blake?
Yes.
And Friday I talked to, he goes by Dr. J, the Prime Minister of the Blues.
Right.
He does the blues show out of Gary, like I mentioned to you,
right.
At 1370 a.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I told him that you had brought up his friends, because he was friends with him, I guess, in Chicago.
Yeah.
He says, "Hey, can you get me her info?" So John just gave me your email address, but he wants to talk to you, connect with you. So,
oh, good.
If that's okay,
oh, sure.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Maybe he'll come on the show.
You know, I'll tell him. I'll tell him about your hours, and but it's Raleigh@Raleigh.net.
Yeah, the trick is spelling Raleigh, R-O-L-L-Y-E.
I made sure I asked John twice for that.
Yeah.
So
you know, everybody wants to put the E before the Y or add an E at the beginning and the end of it, like I'm a steak breed or something. But no, it's yeah. Obviously, Mom didn't ever know there was going to be an internet, and I probably should have changed it to the way the city spells it, but I didn't. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll let him know tomorrow.
Sounds good.
So if you get an email, and he'll go by Dr. James, the Prime Minister of the Blues. So
I will look forward to that.
Okay.
All
have
right.
A good night.
All right, thanks. All right, so there you have it, 888-876-5593. We'll do charts with Dave from Northside. We're doing MASH multiple choice with Shane. Ooh, we're on 88 tonight. We're driving, don't you know? He probably hasn't had the mush-sized hail that I had. Yeah, it was the strangest damn stuff. I thought I'd seen everything on the road, but apparently not. Well, are we going to be able to get charts in before the news? I think we can start it anyway. And it is Monday Night Trivia, and we've got, 2 hours of this now, an hour and a half left. So by all means, chime in. So, Dave, on the north side, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Absolutely, I hear you. All right, so we're going to do 1976, are we?
Yeah. Can I put in one request?
Sure, do that, and then we'll do charts after the news. What is it you want to hear?
Yeah, because I'll be forever with the church. So. Bing Crosby, that old cranky Yankee.
Okay. All right.
And can we dedicate that to Troy Murray for passing away from the Blackhawks?
All right.
And I heard this Cicero Blake on Saturday night on DCB. This guy named Sammy J at 11 o'clock.
Well, I'm glad people are remembering him because he was so underrated and so wonderful. Sad feelings.
And he did a 4 hours dedicated his whole show to his music.
Good. I'm delighted to hear it. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And we'll pick it up right after the news right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, just like a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight, and stole a kiss through in the night. Heart and soul,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? What do they have in common with the first thing we played? All right, so there's your bumper stumper. 888-876-5593. Here's your question. On any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? And when you don't like either of those, you have your own category. Sky is the limit. We prove that every night. So we're talking to Dave on the north side, and he is wanting to do charts from this date in 1976, correct?
Yeah.
All right, number one, December 1963. Oh, what a night.
I know the song.
Yes, you do. Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. Very special time for me.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, they're a group. And they had a lot of hits. And the first time they came to national prominence, they were on VJ. And it took a lot to get Abner to sign them, too, because Abner wasn't up for signing white boys. But he did, and he was rewarded.
No, I'm thinking of, like, the only one that comes to mind, I know it's not, is, like, Donny Osmond or something.
No, the Four Seasons. Okay, number two, All by Myself. Truly a horrible record.
No, I don't know this one either.
That'd be Eric Carmen. All right, number three, Love Machine Part One.
Can I try a different year? No.
Yeah, next week you can.
I got want to try a guess at your question.
Okay, what do you think?
Help a blind person cross the street?
No, but that would be a nice thought. Not a chance.
Can I request some music for my girl?
Okay, let me get the sheet back out because we've already got you down for Bing Crosby. What else?
Yeah, I'd ask for Cicero Blake, but I don't know the name of his songs.
Well, Sad Feeling that was the best one.
I heard him Saturday. That was Sammy James.
Okay.
And he's a DJ for DCB.
Okay.
91.0. Right. Yeah. So in case your friend, the guy before me, that freaked me out, the guy before me was talking about it. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. You know, I was sorry to see he died. He lived a nice long life. He was not a youngster. But still nice to see people remembering him on the radio. I'm real pleased about that.
Right. And a lot of people are complaining to you, I noticed, about music, playing the same music nowadays, and they don't like it because it's not their era. So on Saturday and Sunday, basically WGCB 90.9, okay, they will play a lot of the music that you are talking about. And like I heard Little John last weekend,
yeah,
and a few others. I can't remember them because it's late at night. But yeah, during the weekday it's like contemporary jazz, but on the weekend they play like the blues and soul, right, and you know, like the Brazilian music on Sunday and stuff.
Excellent.
Okay. How about Charles Bebeck?
What do you want by him?
Let's see. I'm not sure if all three of these by him. Sentimental Journey.
Okay, I can do that. Let me,
okay.
Charlie Spivak. Okay, let me write down his version of Sentimental Journey. Okay.
And how about the song Huggin' and Chalkin'?
Okay.
Is that Spivak?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up. But I definitely...
I'm not sure I heard.
You know, everybody and their brother did Sentimental Journey, so I'm sure I can find him doing it as well.
Okay, and I'm not sure if this is feedback, but I know it was a female singing it. That old Devil Moon.
Okay, Devil Moon. All right.
You know that one?
Yep.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
we're talking about big band leaders, so they have various vocalists, guys and gals, and do a number of things. So usually it's the same stuff, like how many people have done I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. Well, of course, Spivak is one of them, but so are 300 others.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was known as Cheery Chubby Charlie.
I caught the songs you played for me last week. It was cool. Okay. I liked your little jab you gave me after.
All right.
You're like, where's he his music?
Yeah, that's right. Where is he getting this stuff? Yes, exactly. Because very few people say, oh, I think I want to hear something by Charlie Spivak. But
yeah, and I was like, yelling at the radio. I was like, on WTCP, like I keep on telling you.
Well, there you go. All right, good. Nothing like public radio.
Can I try Flintstones question?
What kind of question?
Flintstones?
Oh, and let's see. It has to be multiple choice. I know you and your multiple choice.
Maybe I can win a Flintstones question. See, now I'm good at church.
Well, the prizes are absolutely useless. So, you know, and it takes forever to get anything, and you don't even want it when you get it, though the certificate's fun. All right, so let's...
Yeah, you can send me all the music you want. I don't care.
Let's see what we've got here, and all right, okay, all right. Well, this is the answers. It's not the question, so I have to look for something else because you want multiple choice, and they're giving me the answers, but they're not giving me the choices. So let me see what I can do. All right. Good enough. Here we go. So I think we've done that one. Let me find another one.
If it's like a question about a show, something happened to the show, I could try without multiple choice.
That's right. We're going to have you identify the Flintstones' gruesome neighbors. Would that be Batley and Disgustina, Weirdly and Creepella, or Gomez and Morticia? Take your time.
Can you say the question again?
That's all right. I don't see the answers here. Wait a minute. This is not good. All right. Yes. Yeah. And that is identify the Flintstones. Yes, I do. The Flintstones' gruesome neighbors. Were their neighbors Batley and Disgustina, Weirdly and Creepella, or Gomez and Morticia?
I remember the middle one, Weirdly and...
Weirdly and Creepella.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. You and 71% of the players knew that. So hang on, we'll add to your stash that you'll get hopefully before you die. Don't go away. All right, so that's the deal there. Hopefully before we die, more likely, but we'll try. So let's put Dave on hold. And I know, we're going to go to I-88. I-88 is a wonderful interstate because it's actually the answer to a trivia question. So, Shane, we're driving I-88. I assume we're driving in Illinois.
Correct. Right now I am.
All right. Now, I-88 holds a distinction that no other interstate does. I'd call it the Hall of Shame, but they probably wouldn't. Do you know what makes it distinct?
I don't.
Well, here's a weird fact, and it should never have been allowed to happen. I'm very upset. And that is I-88 is the only non-contiguous interstate. I-88 in Illinois, the Ronald Reagan Memorial Tollway, is 144 miles. And then I-88 in New York, 117 miles from Binghamton to Schenectady.
I did not know that.
See, I did not either until fairly recently. And, you know, the thing is, the one in New York shouldn't be a two-digit interstate because it's actually connecting 81 to 90. So it wouldn't really be a spur, maybe a loop. Maybe it should start with an even number, like 281 or 290.
Right.
You know, because it's just wrong. So... It is a tollway, and of course in Illinois, pay by the plate. Don't you love that? And I understand it's in perma construction. I think bridges for the next year.
Going out toward Iowa, I think they completed that.
Oh, good.
They have.
All right. Well, that's a wonder. Excellent. All right, so...
they always have something else going on, like cutting pieces of the road out.
Yeah.
Which I don't ever get that.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll have to complain about I-88. It's just wrong that it be a non-contiguous deal. But in any event, I'm glad we're driving tonight. What are we going to do here?
We'll do MASH trivia, but if we can do a multiple choice MASH.
Of course we can. We're going to do quotes. And here's the quote.
Okay.
Listen, when you love somebody, you're always in trouble. There are only two things you can do about it. Either stop loving them or love them a whole lot more. Now, did this advice come from Potter, Trapper, Hawkeye, or BJ?
I'm going to say Potter.
Absolutely. And it was one of the pivotal moments in goodbye, farewell, amen. All right,
yeah.
You are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thank you. Thanks for taking me along for the ride. Love to ride, even on interstates that
are
uncontiguous. Thanks. Hang on. Yeah. All right, so good deal. Yeah, it's just wrong. You know, we when the interstate, it was around 1955 or so, Eisenhower, and I really do remember this very well, and there were rules. There were ardent rules you had to follow. And it's all gone out the window now. Yeah, I know the first time I saw an entrance ramp into the left lane, I damn near hemorrhaged, Dallas. That was the first time. But I've seen it then since, of course. And so many other things. They've done away with those wonderfully broad medians in so many places. And on it goes. All right, so I'll stop griping. Well, probably not, but I will right now. We'll pick it up. We got American Literature with Alex in Round Lake. And Robert in LaGrange has a request. And we have another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
A cigarette that bears some lipstick traces. An airline ticket to romantic places. And still my heart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1962 on Phillips. Who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we got Alex in Round Lake. How's it going tonight, Alex?
How are you doing, Raleigh?
I can't complain. Of course, I have to read your literature questions, and I'm never sure whether they're American or not. I think I found one that is.
Okay.
Are you ready? It's easy, too.
Yeah.
I know it's easy because I know the answer. Okay.
All right.
What Pulitzer Prize-winning novel is set in Alabama?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What Pulitzer Prize-winning novel is set in Alabama?
Oh,
obviously, in the book, it's a fictional town in Alabama, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not like it's Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Absolutely right. Yes. All right, you are a winner. I would expect no less.
Thank you.
Don't go away. All right. So there you are. There you have it. Yeah, the first few questions I read, that's a nice question. And then it was like, you know, Iranian or Persian author or Indian. I'm like, no, America, please. Oh, good. Fran's going to guess on our music theme. And she wants lyrics. We'll get that in a moment. And we have Robert in LaGrange who wants a request. So, all right, Robert, what you got?
Yes. This one goes, I didn't know that you went all the way back to the 40s, but this particular song is My Last Goodbye by Eddie Howard.
Wow, okay. I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know I just heard you say that somebody had the theme, and I just
No,
I just had an idea for the theme.
Fran's going to guess on it, but you can guess on it. What do you think?
Yeah, all of these songs that so far that you've played were remakes of songs from the 40s.
You're on the right track, but you're not exact.
Actually,
the first one was a remake from 35, and but you're in the right field. You want to take the last one I played was a remake from 36, so but they're not all the 30s. But
I came close.
So yes, you did.
That's so good.
Yes, you did. And we'll get you Eddie Howard on. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye bye.
So let's see. I'll have to find out about Heart and Soul. I know exactly what it is, but I didn't know the year. I'll have to look that up. So, Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I guess my guess was wrong. I was going to guess the same thing
but y'all are in the right ballpark here, so just be a little more inventive with this answer.
How about doo-wop versions of songs that were out in the 40s?
No, it's like I say, it's not necessarily the 40s. The first one I played was 35. The last one I played is 36. So, no, it's something else, but you're in the right arena.
Standards.
Oh, you can do this. You are so in the right arena. Not standards, but when you think of standards, what do you think of? Of that era, we're talking the 40s, we're talking the 30s, music
Nat
of that
King
era.
Cole
well, the,
that.
No,
yeah,
no. Forget Nat King Cole here
big
for
band.
A moment. Yeah, bingo! All right, they were all big band hits originally.
Yay!
All big band hits originally. Blue Moon was originally Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra, 1935. Heart and Soul was originally Larry Clinton and his orchestra, B. Wayne, vocalist. I don't know the year, I'll have to look that up. These Foolish Things was Turner Layton and his piano, 1936, with more to come. So, all right, you got the theme.
All right. Well, I guess I don't have to do lyrics. I can even save them for next week.
We will save them for next week. But so far, nobody's gotten any of the artists. We now know that they're all big band remakes. But who are these artists? Think about it and call me back.
Okay,
thanks. And hang on. We'll confirm that address. Absolutely right. They're all big band records. And all written in the 20s and 30s, and in some cases the 40s as well. But so that's the deal there. And interesting to see who the vocalists are. Like B. Wayne, she's on a couple of them here. So indeed, we've got one of my faves coming up. Yeah, this version of it anyway. So you'll hear it right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I don't know why.
Don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
Since me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time.
All time.
Life is bare. And gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy weather. Gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the
time.
Since you went away, the blues walked in and met me. You don't come back to stay. Old rocking chair will get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Yeah, my favorite version of that, actually. Just a fine song, 1958. Who are they? That's a gift. Yeah, we'll be getting there. That's for sure. In fact, Stan in Dearborn, I know he knows that. Probably knows everything we've been playing so far. So, Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. It's one of my favorite groups, too, and my favorite version of Stormy Weather by the Spaniels out of Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, just the best.
Gerald Gregory and Pookie Hudson and company.
You betcha.
And I guess, did Frame get the theme?
Yeah, the theme was they're all big band songs.
Okay, big bands. Yeah, I was gonna say from Broadway plays or.
They were just big band songs, mostly in the 30s. Like Stormy Weather was 1933, mm-hmm. and it was interesting because Harold Arlen wrote it, and he actually was the vocalist on the first version of Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Harold Arlen. So usually that one doesn't happen.
And the first, I was going to call for the first one for Blue Moon.
Oh yes,
yeah, by the Ebonons.
Absolutely right, 1956 on Josie.
Yeah, spelled backwards. That's no names.
Right, and that's exactly what they were.
and let's see, a couple other ones. What was the other one?
Heart and Soul. Heart and Soul. You know that, I'm sure.
Heart and Soul. That was by the Incredible.
Yes, yes. Who also did
Audio Arts label?
That's right. Yes, a little label out of Hollywood. A woman owned it. Like all those independent labels, the key was distribution. And in 66 and 67, she made a deal with Amy Malabelle, so she actually got some distribution. But
I've got a couple records by them, and they're all pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite Incredibles is I'll Make It Easy.
Yeah, that is a nice one.
And, you know, the first time I heard it was on Huggy Boy. Huggy Boy used to, of course, he, you know, was on every night from one of the Mexican border blasters, and he would put these albums together and sell packages. And, of course, what he was doing was taking old 45s and just pressing them to disc, you know. And there were no music rights or anything like that. But on the case of The Incredibles, I'll Make It Easy, on that Huggy Boy album, it wows. It wows badly at the beginning. And since that was the first time I heard it, I always miss it when I hear it and it's not there. It's like, wait a minute, it's not supposed to be there. Yeah, so you just never know.
Okay. And there's another one, These Foolish Things.
Yes.
And Phillips said,
yes.
I usually play the other side of it.
Really?
By the Dials.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
The start of a new romance.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, and, you know...
These Foolish Things, I think, was it James Brown and...
Oh, right.
Mother Federal.
You know, I almost played the James Brown version on King. But, yeah, I kind of... When I saw the Dials, I thought, well, it's probably the only time I'm going to play a group from Yonkers. You know, it's just never going to happen again. And it was, like seven Italian guys. And... that was the deal. Well, six maybe, but there were a lot of them. Salvatore Corriente was the big guy, but I don't know whatever happened to any of these people.
Yeah, that's the only one I have by them.
Right. Absolutely. Now, Sal was also in the Johnny Law Four and the Traces, one of the many Traces groups, and something called the Runarounds. So. With the Runarounds,
yeah, yes. I've heard of that.
Yeah, right. It was on, one of the things that the Runarounds, and this is probably why you've heard about it, because one of the things they put out was on Felsted. And there aren't that many records we can name on Felsted, but the first one was on Tar Heel. And that was a U.S. label, but it was distributed by London. And, of course, Felsted was a British label, so, man, I don't know. I don't know what their deal was. But yeah, they were from Brooklyn. They weren't from England. But I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. I'll let somebody else get on for their trivia.
All right. Probably no one will guess, but that's just great. Hang on, don't go away. We'll add to your stash. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so yes, three more coming up, all of which Stan knows, and maybe you will too. And yeah. That last one, one of my faves that we'll get to before the night is over. But the next, I think we have, we got time for three more. And the next two aren't slouchy either. But the fourth one, yeah, there's the record. All right, Sharon is in Little Rock. Sharon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. Let's take the trivia question that you have.
Yes. On any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what?
They're watching her favorite team on TV.
Oh, that's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Right. Hey, and I want to thank you. For playing my song. I heard it.
Oh, good. Good. Well, call anytime for that.
I will. Hey, let me take one more guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to say watching their favorite series that they're trying to keep up with or something?
Nope.
Yeah.
Keep thinking and call me back.
Yeah, I'll keep thinking.
Okay, thanks.
I'm fighting the cold. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Well, hopefully you'll get over that quickly.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep, so.
Oh, I know. When you don't feel good and then you can't sleep, it's just the worst.
Yeah, well, this is really spring cold's not a good time to catch a cold right now.
There is never a good time to catch a cold. All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I don't know what I got. John thinks it was food poisoning, but I don't know what it was. But yeah, last night about this time, it was one of those pray and a die moments. But I came through, but still, yeah, just in the last few minutes, I'm thinking, I am not doing too well. Well, that's all right. We've got about 45 minutes to go, and hey, I can do that. And on any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what? And yeah, we've identified all the bumpers now, and we will, in fact, have another one coming up. But we have Don and Beloit going back to those World War II planes. That's harder and harder because there's only so many questions I have because I can't hold pictures up to the microphone. I'd like to, but it just doesn't work out. Don and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley. I've been playing so much hockey. I always play hockey, but I just got done in Loves Park, the two games, playoff games. It's a lot of fun. And two in Aurora last night and one big one in Janesville tomorrow. I still got these two wires in one of my left fingers from breaking a finger.
Oh, God.
And one of them's poking out of my finger.
No.
It's healing great.
No. They need to get that out of there.
Yeah, I was in Colorado working, and I'm going to schedule it. It's no big deal. It really is no big deal.
So you say. I have metal coming out of me. It'll be a big deal. I guarantee you. I will have a lot to say about that.
If the tip of my finger, you could say, oh, yeah, I can see the wire.
No. This would not be okay on any level for me. Absolutely. Absolutely not. Well, you know, enjoy hockey while you can. The day's going to come when your bones will not hold up to this.
Right.
Could you
say they're giving birth at home? I don't know.
Oh, the 5,000? Oh, my God. Yeah. No, 5,000 people are not giving birth at home in America every night. Thank God. All right.
The key word in your quizzes is night. This one's a key thing is night, I believe. They're buying a house online or something.
Nope, they're not buying a house online.
Could you play three requests for me? I was working so hard last week I didn't call in, but
all right, let me get the sheet out with the requests. All right, so let's write you down your name so we'll know it's Don. What is it you want to hear?
Deed I Do by Ray Charles.
Okay. What else?
Black Coffee by Peggy Lee.
Oh, okay.
And Love is Strange, or anything else by Peaches and Herb. Love is Strange, maybe.
Oh, not the original Love is Strange,
Mickey and Sylvia. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that. Sorry,
Mickey and Sylvia.
Yeah, I like the banter that they do on Peaches and Herb. But
yeah, well,
fine.
No,
that's
well,
great.
They yeah, do that. Well, Mickey and Sylvia is the original, and for good reason. That's Sylvia
Get
Vanderpool,
out.
And Sylvia Vanderpool
okay.
is the lady who, of course, wound up with Sugar Hill Records and all of that stuff much later. And she also is the Sylvia that did Pillow Talk when she couldn't get anyone else to do it.
On FM radio?
Well, Pillow Talk was on every damn radio station.
It was a hit.
No, it was a hit. It was
a
record.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You don't remember you don't remember Pillow Talk?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. Let me find it.
I think you should do a special just on Sylvia Vanderpool.
Vanderpool. Well, I could, actually, because there's so much to say, and we could talk about her questionable husband, too.
I'm writing this down for future Raleigh.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm usually doing my Raleigh notebook.
Right. Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember Pillow Talk, because this was one of these things where she was a little longer in tooth, and she wasn't going to do it, but nobody else came up to the plate to do it, so she said, oh, hell, I'll put it out myself, and it was a hit, a big hit.
Wow.
Say, I
remember that? That was a huge hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
1973.
Yeah, huge hit.
Sylvia Robinson?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvia Robinson.
Michael Burton.
Well, Sylvia Robinson. But yeah, because she got married to Joe Robinson. But she was Sylvia Vanderpool when it was Mickey and Sylvia. Mickey wound up going over to France, living there before he died. But they had the big version of Love is Strange. Yeah.
Vibration?
What?
Division of Vibration Records, a division of All Platinum Enterprises?
Yeah, All Platinum Enterprises is her. Yeah.
What a mouthful.
Yeah. No, and Sugar Hill is hers as well. So, yeah. All right. I'll play you the original Love is Strange. And, yes, I think the back and forth on the original is actually even better than Peaches and Herb.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that part of it. Okay. So, do you want to give me a World War II airplane, if you don't mind?
Well, yes, absolutely here. And that would be, okay, we all know about kamikaze pilots. What was the plane they were flying?
Well, that's a good question. And I kind of thought it was a big collection of different ones.
No, it's one plane, and I don't care about the manufacturer. I just want the one-word name.
Zero?
Yep, it is the Zero, the Mitsubishi A6M Zero. That is the kamikaze plane.
Okay. That makes sense. Yep. All right, well, listen, it was super talking to you as usual.
All right, well, hang
Hopefully
on.
Next time I talk to you, I won't have wires in my finger.
Oh, God, I hope not. No, that's Frankensteinish. That's not good at all. So, yes.
No, it's really good. I got a great doctor, and he put my little finger back together.
He can take all the wires out, right, so you can go through the airline things in the future and all that? Okay, just check.
That's true. But it's very cold, and cold weather, it's not good. It gets really cold on my finger.
Oh, yes, good luck on getting that out. Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away.
Bye-bye.
All right,
thanks.
So, oh, man, yeah, that's, I cringe just thinking about it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. We're going to do Gidget movie trivia, multiple choice, don't you know? All right, well, I might as well with Stacy, sure. There's room for you, too. We'll talk to Maddie in Harwood Heights, and another Bumper Stumper is coming up next. We all know they're remakes of big band songs, and this next one actually is probably the newest of the group, I think, in terms of that, because it actually wasn't done originally in the United States until 1950, and it's a well-known song, but it actually was just the English version of a French song from the 40s, Tout Ca, or something like that. You know, I don't speak French, to say the least. But the English version was a big hit. And we've got it, obviously, not by the original artist. You'll see. Coming up on WGN Radio.
We'll count now. One, two, three, two, three, four.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, everybody's done that since Ray Anthony, and I think it's my favorite version of it, actually. There's a guy from Philadelphia, a Team Star wannabe type, and that was Tommy DeNoble who had it out as well. But this was the version that floated my vote. So who are they? 888-876-5593. Stacy is in Algonquin. Stacy, how are you doing tonight? Stacy.
Oh, yes, yes. Can you hear me good?
I hear you fine now. How are you?
Oh, good, good. It was so nice to hear from James.
Yes. Yes, always.
Yes.
All right. So you want a Gidget movie question.
Right.
All right. And, of course, Gidget, 1959, was the movie that launched that whole beach party movie craze, you know. And it was based on the author's daughter, a real-life young surfer. And she was nicknamed Gidget. It was a contraction. What was it a contraction for?
Oh, you mean
Gidget?
The real name?
No, no. Her name was Kathy. Kathy Koner. But don't worry about that. She was nicknamed Gidget. And Gidget was a contraction. What did it stand for?
It was Francie.
No, no. The word Gidget is a contraction of two words. How did they come up with Gidget? Oh, I was sure you'd know this. I was just sure you'd know this.
Gidget and Midget?
Midget is the second part.
Gidget.
I thought everybody knew this. All right.
Gidget.
All right. Give up. Gidget stands for girl midget. Because she was little.
Okay.
Now, so I'll ask you another question. I won't. It's time for the news. All right, hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are. I'll ask you a follow up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
A glow, just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we've got about 20 minutes of Monday Night Trivia, and I've thrown out a question, and if you don't get it this hour, that's all right. We'll hold it over for next week. It'll be next week's straggler. And the question is, on any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this, doing what? All right, so that's my question. Now we're going to finish with Stacy. I promised Stacy a follow-up question here. And, all right, so let's see what we can do here. We're still talking the movie Gidget, so you with me, Stacy? I can tell you're there, Stacy.
Yes.
All right, good. All right. So James Darren was not originally cast, and there was a reason. However, he overcame that reason, but then it turned out there was something else he couldn't do. So why was he not originally cast?
I couldn't get a multiple choice, could I?
There is no way to do that. And that was just a follow-up. So I'll just tell you. James Darren was not originally cast because he couldn't sing. So he managed to cut a record on his own and got the role. So here was the problem. He gets the role, and then they find out he can't surf. So,
oh, for heaven's sake.
A very weak swimmer and could not surf. While he couldn't, Cliff Robertson, the kahuna, was an experienced surfer who did his own surfing in the movie. All right.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So now you know. And now you know it's girl and midget. All right.
Right. Oh, can I guess? Try to guess on your question?
You sure can. What do you think?
Okay, now...
On any given night, about 5,000 Americans are doing this. Doing what?
Having sex.
No. Sure, it's a lot. I hope it's a lot larger than that. There's 314 million people in this country. I hope to hell it's more than 5,000, but I don't know. But
can I get another guess?
Well, why not? Well, the good news is you're going to have a week to think about it because I don't think anybody's going to get it tonight.
Okay. Oh, it's not playing pickleball, is it?
No.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you
nice
later.
Nice talking to you, Raleigh.
Always. Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Stacy. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. We've had a problem with the new studio. They put in extra air conditioning for us, you know, for equipment and stuff like that. It has a unique cycle where you set it for air conditioning, and let's say you set it at, you know, 70 degrees. It goes down to like 59, at which point you freak out and set it to heat. It goes up to 98, right? Then, of course, you decide, I'll just turn the whole thing off. I believe it has a setting I didn't know about called sauna. All right, so 888-876-5593. I'll just sweat. Mike in Elmwood Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to request three songs.
You do, huh, Mike? All right, let's get the sheet out so I don't forget you. And Mike in Elmwood Park wants what?
Blue Hawaii by Elvis.
All right, what else?
Footsteps by Steve Lawrence.
Okay.
And Blame It on the Bossa Nova by Edie Gourmet.
Okay. You're terminally white. All right, we'll do them, though. We'll do it for you. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
right.
Man. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, it could have been worse. He could have said something like Abba, but I wouldn't have played it. All right. So Maddie in Harwood Heights wants to take a guess. So what do you think, Maddie?
I got two quick guesses, Raleigh. 5,000 times a night. It might be the Art Bellamy. I'm going to say either sleepwalking or calling in UFO sightings.
Neither, but I like both of those guesses.
Good night.
Think about it. Call me next week. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593. Ah, Kimberly and Dalton's going to take some guesses. All right, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Baby doll's 3 months old today.
Ah, all right.
Anyway, okay, a couple guesses here. I don't know. I think the one was probably much more than that. But at any rate, one is karaoke.
Nope.
One is shopping, but I think much more than 5,000 probably be shopping.
Nope.
And my mom said maybe go to bed with a hot water bottle.
Oh, my God. We don't know. I don't think so. No. I don't know if anybody's done those statistics. I think they have to come into your home and observe. But nice guesses. All nice guesses. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right. So,
you need somebody to keep you warm when you're a widow for 25 years.
Believe me, I know it. But I'm telling you, Gene, right now, I swear this air conditioner has a setting called sauna. It's literally 98 degrees in here. But anyway, I'll think about your answer. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Can we do a song request?
Yes, I can do a song request. What does Gene want to hear?
She wanted Joe Beam and Sinatra doing meditating.
Meditation. Yeah, that's the English word for it. I'll be happy to play for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so good deal. 888-876-5593. How could it be this hot? All right. Oh, man, I tell you what. John in Covington's taking a guess on the bumpers. All right, John, what do you think?
I think I finally got one.
All right.
Is it The Way You Look Tonight? Is that the Clovers?
No, it's not the Clovers.
Oh, man.
It's not even close to the Clovers. And here I was getting all excited that you knew one.
Oh,
The Clovers.
Mother McCree. Well, thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, this group doesn't sound anything like the Clovers, I don't think. So I guess I leave that ultimately to you. I'm trying to think what I can give you for a hint. As far as that goes. It was on Ardell. I know, the label means absolutely nothing to you. 1959 on Ardell. And Ardell was actually a label that Bob Ross bought. It was originally A-R-D-E-L-L, and then they changed it to R-D-E-L-L and brought out this, which might be the only thing you could name on this label unless you had a penchant for the Dooley sisters. All right, so 888-876-5593. We are going to do charts. Mark and Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, good morning. I just woke up a little while ago.
Well, good, good. Welcome to Earth. We're glad to have you back. Where do you think you went while you were asleep?
Oh, probably to the soothing blackness.
Oh.
Didn't have any dreams.
All right. That you know of. Let's see.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to do this week in 1977, are we?
Yeah, or we're going to try.
Yes, okay. I was in Durham. All right, let's see what we can do here. That's
and
right.
Then after that, I think we might do Star Trek for a bit.
Oh, you do you? Oh, we'll see about that. Let's see how you do with charts first. Yes, that you don't need to do Star Trek.
Yeah, that would be next week.
Oh, okay. All right. Number one, love theme from A Star Is Born. Ugh. Also known as Evergreen. Sure.
Streisand?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number two, Fly Like an Eagle.
The Miller Band.
Number three, I Like Dreamin'. Actually,
could you play it?
I actually loved this guy. I thought he was a great writer, a terrific writer. And, you know, some of the stuff he did himself, okay, take it or leave it. But, man, he was a great little writer.
Can you play it?
Yeah, I am going to play it. I have to pull it up here, though.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, but like I say, great writer.
Uh-huh.
So here he is in his glory and lack of splendor.
I like dreaming, 'cause dreaming can make you mine. I like dreaming.
All right,
no, I've forgotten.
He wrote Lady Marmalade and My Eyes Adored You and Love's Grown Deep, and I don't like any of those. But he wrote Swing Your Daddy for Jim Gilstrap. He wrote A Penny for Your Thoughts for Tavares.
Oh.
He wrote Can't Find Love in the Yellow Pages for Michael Baldwin that nobody has ever heard.
I still haven't got it.
Ride a Wild Horse by Dee Clark. Shoot 'em Up Movies. Yeah, The Deal. I loved that little song from the 80s. Well, that is Kenny Nolan.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was I Like Dreamin', which was the bigger of the hits. I like the follow-up, My Eyes Get Blurry. But, so that's Kenny Nolan. All right.
Okay.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Might have to play that that Deal record. Yeah, have a Jones for that. Might play it after the show. Speaking of after the show, I can tell already we will not have time to do 2020 news during the show, but right after it, directly after it, we will go ahead and put it on the stream. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, goes to the head of the class, one of our most requested callers, because he used to call all the time, and now it's more of a cameo appearance. We have James on the south side. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you?
Can't complain. You feeling all right?
Yeah.
Good. All right. So we're going to do World War II, are we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we can find here. It's 120 of the best questions, so they say, right. Good luck, Raleigh. All right, so we just talked about planes, so let's see what we can do that isn't a plane. Well, the Japanese surrender was signed on a ship in what city?
Okay, it was on the USS Missouri.
And where was it?
And it was in Tokyo.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I would expect no less from you. So hang on. Do you have an address yet?
Yeah.
Okay, then hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are and call again soon. All right, so always good to hear from James. Now we'll put James on hold and not lose him. And what are we doing? I believe we'll have one more bumper. And it's another one of my favorite songs, so I like it. So maybe you know who the artist is. I hope so. Anyway, we'll see. I'll identify all the artists at the end of the show. And we'll get to Ralph in Rockford, 1958 charts. John called back with another bumper guess. All right, well, why not? So did Maddie. And David in Muskegon wants 1965 charts. All right, well, charts are going to be next right here on WGN Radio.
Once in a lullaby,
lullaby.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. And the dream that we dare to dream really do come true. Someday I wish upon the star and wake up where the clouds are far
behind me,
where trouble lemon drop away up on the chimney top.
That's where you'll find me.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds fly. They fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1954 on King, and yes, that lead singer, I'll even tell you outright, Bill Brown, who, of course, also known for his work with Billy Ward and the Dominoes, but this is not Billy Ward and the Dominoes, of course. Mike at Elmwood Park might know who it is, though, so Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio.
You know what? I heard that. I was thinking it was Bill Ward and the Dominoes.
Yeah, well, certainly Bill Brown sang for them, but he also sang for this group.
Ah, okay. No, I actually thought it was them, the Dominoes singing it, but I...
Yeah. Well, you got the right voice, because Bill Brown certainly was in the Dominoes, but he was also known for this group.
And they also had that one, was it 60 Minute Man, I believe?
Well, yeah, right, exactly, in 51. You know, that's the record that spawned the term rock and roll for music.
That one, I got that on a 45 at home. It's that old?
Well, you got it on a 45. I got it on a 78. I got it on shellac. That was 51. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. That's the deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Nobody's going to get that, by the way, so I might as well tell you. Although it says John in Covington called back with a bumper guess, so let's see if he did. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I think I got this one because I've got like three main groups of doo-wop.
Okay.
Is it the Five Keys?
No Five Keys.
Oh, you're killing me. Yeah. Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right, so here's the deal. Actually, Ralph in Rockford might know. He wants charts from 58, so let's see what we can do here. So, Ralph, welcome back to WGN Radio. Do you know who it was?
No, I was concentrating right now on 58. Okay. Sometimes, you know, I have to think back in my mind. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, it actually was the Checkers, and Bill Brown sadly died in 1958. So he was also in Billy Ward and the Dominoes. All right, so let's see what we can do with this week in 1958. And I want to try and get through this fairly quickly because David wants 1965, and we want to get him in here too. All right, so let's see what we can do this week. We have right in front of us, and that would be number one, Don't.
Don't. That is in 58. Well, don't what?
No, don't. You should know this. Don't.
Don't. There are several titles with
no,
don't.
No, it's just don't. It's one word. It's a one-word title. Don't.
One-word title, don't. I must say, in 58.
Okay, Elvis Presley. Number two, Get a Job.
Get a Job. Oh, let's see. That was Get a Job. That was. Are you sure it wasn't 58?
Yeah, I'm sure. It was March 10th, 1958. Get a Job is by the Silhouettes on Ember. Number three, Sweet Little 16.
Oh, that sounds more familiar. Let's see. Sweet Little.
You got to do this off the top of your head. Don't be looking it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing it on the top of my head, but I just, you know, there's always Little 16. That was a Chuck Berry composition.
Okay. Yeah, and Chuck Berry did it. Number four, A Wonderful Time Up There.
Wonderful Time Up There.
I thought that was a great record, actually. Although he certainly derided, but I liked that song.
Oh, A Wonderful Time Up There. Wasn't that Ricky Nelson?
Pat Boone.
It was Pat Boone, yeah.
Number five, Short Shorts.
Short Shorts. Oh, that was,
on ABC Paramount.
But I just can't.
Okay, that'd be the Royal Teens. All right. Well, we've just blown 58, so call me next week and we'll try another week.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. David in Muskegon. Hello, David. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Raleigh.
No, you're going to have to be very quick on this because I've got 1 minute. If we can't get through it in a minute, we can't do it. So let's quickly get to your week, 1965, which I can do right here. All right, I got it in front of my hot little hands. And number one, 8 days a week.
The Beatles.
Two, My Girl.
Temptations.
Three, Stop in the Name of Love.
The Supremes.
Four, This Diamond Ring.
Gary Lewis, the Playboys.
Five, The Birds and the Bees.
Julie Akins.
Six, King of the Road.
Roger Miller.
Seven, Ferry Cross the Mercy.
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Eight, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat.
Hermit's Hermit.
Nine, Jolly Green Giant.
The Kingsmen.
And number 10, Hurt So Bad.
Little Anthony and the Imperials.
You have aced it. All right, we'd do more if we had time. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so that pretty much is going to be a wrap. Apologies to those of you still hanging on. Call earlier on trivia. I know we were an hour late starting tonight, but in general, call earlier. Now, as far as all of the bumpers, I'll have all that information on Raleigh.net. Our question about what 5,000 Americans are doing on average every night will be next week's straggler. And that's a wrap. Tomorrow is a full show, so we'll be on at 10 o'clock Central, and I'm looking forward to that. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screaming your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. It's what makes the show a pleasure to do, and looking forward to talking to you tomorrow right here on WGN Radio.
Phantom Protection Plot Plus, Jealous Job Jam, and Forehead in Ohio. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Cartel Cash Con in Texas, a manipulative mastermind manufactured murderous cartel myths, convincing terrified targets their lives were marked for lethal liquidation unless they paid for phony protection. Prosecutors say the man masqueraded as a covert military contact, collecting $12 million from panicked people desperate to dodge danger that never existed. He staged scares, siphoned savings, and secretly splurged while victims believed survival was slipping away. Now the con collapses, the schemer sits sentenced, proving when fear is fabricated, fortunes fall fast. Hit List, Heartbreak, A Jealous Jerk Allegedly Jumped From Dump to Deadly, DMing a distant buddy to do dirty deeds, offering $5,000 for a 3-target takedown tied to his ex and 2 later dates. New York cops say the friend flipped fast, wore a wire, and watched the man hand over a gun and burner. Then, investigators allege, the suspect bolted toward the ex's address before police popped him, grabbing a duffel with a loaded firearm, cash, and cocaine. When heartbreak turns to hit list hysteria, the only thing getting killed is your freedom. The Nutty Professor, quacked to school at Ohio State as some Soviet-style stooge of a professor attacked a journalist for asking questions following a public appearance by a former OSU president, reports say. Video shows the professor pouncing on the videographer. He who can't handle the truth is now banned from campus, pending a probe. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.